Our Old Testament reading is from Nehemiah chapter 11. Let's turn there. Nehemiah 11, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. Now these are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem, but in the cities of Judah dwelt every one in his possession in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, of the children of Judah, Athaiah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, of the children of Perez, of Maaseiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kolhoseth, the son of Haziah, the son of Adiah, the son of Joirib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shilani. All the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem were 80 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin: Salu, the son of Meshullam, the son of Joed, the son of Pediah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jesiah, and after him, Gabai, Salai, 928. And Joel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Senua, was second over the city. Of the priests, Jediah, the son of Joirib, Jachin, Seraiah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, was the ruler of the house of God. And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822, and Adiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and his brethren, chief of the fathers, 242. And Amashai, the son of Azareel, the son of Ahasai, the son of Meshillemot, the son of Immer, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128. And their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, the son of Shabbatai, and Shabbatai and Jozabad, of the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the business of the house of God. And Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving in prayer. And Bakbukiah, the second among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. All the Levites in the holy city were 84. Moreover, the porters, Akub, Talmon, and their brethren that kept the gates were 172. And the residue of Israel, of the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, every one in his inheritance. But the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel, and Zeha and Gispa were over the Nethinims. The overseer also of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzi, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. Of the sons of Asaph, the singers were over the business of the house of God, for it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers, due for every day. And Pethahiah, the son of Meshezabel, of the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt at Kirjath Arba, and in the villages thereof, and at Dibon, and in the villages thereof, and at Jekabzeel, and in the villages thereof, and at Jeshua, and at Moladah, and at Bethphelet, and at Hazar Shual, and at Beersheba, and in the villages thereof, and at Ziklag, and at Mekona, and in the villages thereof, and at Enrimmon, and at Zareah, and at Jarmuth, Zanoa, Adullam, and in their villages at Lachish, in the fields thereof, at Azekah, and in the villages thereof. And they dwelt from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. The children also of Benjamin from Geba dwelt at Michmash, and Aijah, and Bethel, and in their villages, and at Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittayim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nebalat, Lod, and Ono, the valley of the craftsmen. And the Levites were divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Need to cool the jets after all those names. Okay, so here we are, back in Jerusalem. We heard about the worship in the last chapter. Now in this chapter, we're going to hear about the civil estate. So first of all, it reads that the nobles, the rulers of the people, they dwelt at Jerusalem, and the rest of the people cast lots to bring 1 in 10 to live in the city. Interesting, isn't it? Why would they do that? Well, they would do that because the city needed inhabitants. It needed protection. We're going to read in a couple of different instances that the men that were that took the lots and stayed were men of valor. Men of valor. Why would they be spoken of as men of valor? Well, because they have just come off of a time in building a city, building up the wall and the gates of the city with a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. They need a defensive force in the city. Not an offensive force to go out and to conquer, but a force within the city to drive out any invaders that would come and threaten the worship of God. And so notice what these folks did. They assented to take a vow, and if the lot, and if the lot falls to me, I'm going to consider this to be the Lord's commandment to me to live in the city and to leave the land of my inheritance and to set up a house in the city and to make a living there, to be there to protect the city from any foreign invader and to protect the worship of God. What do we call that in our day? We simply call that seeking first the kingdom of God, don't we? They had lands, they had property, but they consented, not all of them, but they consented to take the lot. And the Lord revealed his will through the lot, as is often seen in Scripture, such that these men lived in Jerusalem instead of in their ancestral lands. They sought first the kingdom of God. Well, in my book, that's commendable. Very commendable that they would give up their own private property. Well, I mean, they retained it and their sons would have it, but they gave up the luxury of dwelling out in the field and of having a herd to take care of and, you know, vegetables to raise and crops and so on. Instead of that, they moved into the city and became something that they would have done inside the city to earn a living, a merchant or some other thing. And they did so in order to protect the city and the church within the city. So that is very commendable. But notice also that there were others, verse 2, and the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. There were others outside the lot, I think, that willingly said, we don't need to take a lot. Tell me how many men you need. We'll be there. And so they also dwelt within the city to indeed protect it. Okay, so then we have what is outside the city, right? So there were those that dwelt in the provinces outside. So in Judah, that is the cities of Judah. And we hear about several names and several places there where those folks went out and they set up their homes and their farms, their tracts of land, their ancestral tribal lands. They set those up indeed to be productive and to serve the Lord in that and to serve their families and to eke out a living for themselves. But we do hear that they are indeed men of valor. All the sons of Perez that dwelt in Jerusalem were 408 valiant men. The ones that were inside the city were specifically there. They were armed and ready to defend the city. That was their job. And then there were also priests that were the same way. There were several, that's 800 or 900 and something, of the priests and those associated with the priests. They were also men of valor that stayed in the city. I know it says of pastors and elders that they should be gentle men. But gentle doesn't mean that they don't know how to fight. They don't know how to defend the city. Now, their defense would indeed primarily be a doctrinal defense of the worship of the true religion. And yet, as we learned in the days of King Uzziah, that it was not above the priests to strap on their sword and to oppose King Uzziah when he came into the temple to burn incense, which was not his job to do. So I think it is important for us to emphasize that while it has been the conviction of some churches through the centuries that ministers ought to be gentle and effeminate men, I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. I think we want strong men of valor that will be valiant for the truth. So, presbyteries, listen up, right? That's right. Okay, so we move on then, and we find out that the Levites, just as before, were spread throughout the other cities outside of Jerusalem, that there was a contingent. By the way, did you hear the number that of the contingent that rested in Jerusalem of the singers? What does it say? All the Levites of the holy city were 284. That's 288. Have we ever heard that number before? 288. That's the same number that David appointed to be the singers and the players on instruments. And so we see that this Reformation did not deviate from the plan of God. It rather reenacted everything that the Lord had set forth even before the captivity. It's not like we see, okay, well, we've been in captivity, so when we come back to the land, we'll be satisfied with anything. No, that's not what we find. We find that they'll be satisfied with following the word of God in that incremental fashion. 288 men to be those singers and players. Okay, so then we have the Nethinims. They dwelt in Ophel, and Zeha and Gispa were over the Nethinims. Do you remember who the Nethinims were? They were special servants to the Levites that helped them in their handling of the holy things. All right, so then we have, interestingly, the overseer also of the Levites, in verse 22 at Jerusalem, was Uzzi, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattathiah, the son of Micah. Of the sons of Asaph, the singers were over the business of the house of God. For it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers due for every day. Now, by a certain portion, that means a certain portion of provision for them, food, right? Room and board, that kind of thing. Who's the king here? It's hard to know. You'll see a variety of commentators. This could be Nehemiah stretching all the way back to King David, who first commanded that there would be a portion for the singers. It could be King David. Or it could have been the Persian king, right? It could have been Artaxerxes. It could have been him. He might have heard that Jerusalem had that kind of worship and found that to be pleasant, and so he wanted to make sure that there was a special notion for them. And you'll have some commentators saying that. I'm more inclined to think it was David, myself, but it's hard to know for sure. And then they had villages and fields, the Levites did. The Levites had their own tracts of land, although they had no tribal land themselves like a state. But they did have family tracts of land, because when they went out into the hinterlands to hold the synagogues, right, to preach and to teach in all the synagogues, they needed a place to live and a place to provide for themselves, and so they did. And so they were spread about in the land as well. And that really is how the chapter ends. The Levites were divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. That is, they had separate places that they stayed in, both of those tribes around and just to the south of Jerusalem there, so that they could teach the people the good word of God.